It was just a little ditty that he wrote years ago.
Living the rock and roll lifestyle is not easy, but it's interesting. Pocosi scours the internet for rock and roll dirt so you don't have to. It's time for Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.
Those are the words of Roger Hodgson in a little ditty I wrote years ago, quote unquote. The song Give a Little Bit by Supertramp was on Even in the Quietest Moments in 1977. It made it to number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100. But let's talk about the background a little bit. Roger Hodgson says he's never really known which of his songs would wind up being hits. He's not good at that. He just writes the songs. In the case of Give a Little Bit, he wrote it in 1970. Didn't record until the second half of that decade. What happened was a bigger surprise. Here's Roger Hodgson.
I didn't know Breakfast in America or Dreamer or The Logical Song would become hits later. I didn't have a clue. Give a Little Bit, and I didn't even play that for anyone. When I formed Supertramp, I didn't play it for the band because it was too simple a song.
I guess that's the secret. Keep it simple. Paul McCartney. When you hear about Paul McCartney, you think, like, wow, that guy is, like, untouchable. He's not like one of us. He's a genius. And actually, he's just a regular dude who happened to be in the Beatles. He was married, divorced, married again. That's Paul McCartney. Does he sit and watch TV? Well, apparently he does, but not like his wife, Nancy, who watches everything and is very up to date. Paul says, I really never have that much time because I do stuff. You know, I'm either touring, rehearsing, or at the moment I'm writing a musical. Okay, he's not like us. There are millions of series I haven't caught up on yet. He says he's only just finished The Sopranos, which I feel like everyone saw 10 years ago. Now I'm watching Boardwalk Empire. He's way behind. What is the most funny? What makes you laugh the most? Jerry Seinfeld's comedians in cars getting coffee. It's good. He goes around in a car with a comedian, but they're very funny. He's very funny, very perceptive. That's my current laugh. And he's also a big Family Feud fan. Okay, we've lost all respect for Paul.
Finding the latest in rock gossip. Weekday mornings at 6:30 and 8:30. It's Rock Gossip, powered by Mastercraft Auto Body on 1029 The Whale, Connecticut's classic rock.